Did you know that the pet care industry is a billion-dollar industry and it is continuously growing? But are the people who care for your pets growing as well? I'm Dara Forleo, and on The Business of Pet Care, we are going to talk about what really goes on behind the scenes of those grooming tables, those daycare walls, and those social media filters. Welcome to The Business of Pet Care. Today, did you know most pet professionals did not start their business because they wanted to become writers, marketers, or even their own content managers? They have started because they love animals and want to serve their clients. But today, clear communication is a huge part of building trust. And I am so honored today that on The Business of Pet Care, joining myself, Dara Forleo, is Bobby Abdallah of Cold Nose News. And she is here to talk to you about done-for-you marketing, the content that every pet business owner needs in newsletters and blogs and custom marketing. And just she's going to tell us and talk to us about how to stay consistent and how to really stay communicating to help you guys build the authority, strengthen your client relations, and free up time. Bobby, thank you so much for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Dara. Thank you for inviting me, and looking forward to helping people understand a little bit more about marketing, since that's sort of my niche. And you're right, so many people don't think about that when they go in. They want to work with dogs. They don't think about all this other stuff that's going to come up. So thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, I am thrilled to have you on. So tell me, let's start this. How does this reality show up? Like, you are very specific in what you're doing. Tell us more about that and what that looks like.
Well, when I decided to reinvent myself again after my mobile doggy daycare, I wanted to help small businesses with marketing. And I've been in marketing for years on the corporate side, nonprofit side. So I kind of know it inside and out, but found that a lot of, especially small businesses, they don't understand it. You know, they just kind of, okay, we'll just do it. You know, we'll get in there and we'll figure something out. Unfortunately, you have to have a basis for anything you're doing, really. I mean, you guys all learned grooming at one time. You didn't know it.
Exactly. I tell our students that all the time.
Yeah, it's not, nobody knows everything, right? So, and especially as a business owner, it can be really challenging. And so many people think marketing is selling or selling is marketing.
Yeah.
And it's not. They are two very different. And so I got into this so I could educate people, because I know the smaller mom and pops can't afford marketing people on the staff, writers on the staff. They're trying to make ends meet, especially with this challenging economy that we have today. So I see a lot of gurus out there and they charge thousands and thousands of dollars. And I didn't want to do that because I'm a small business owner and that's where my heart is. Because I believe that's truly the American dream. And every one of us should be able to have it. You don't have to be Mr. Bezos. You don't have to be Walmart. You don't have to be, you can just be you. And, you know, people like me help you along. So that's kind of how I got into it, because I wanted to take that mystery out of it. People go, oh God, I've got to write. And it's this huge thing to me. And I'm lucky that I'm a trained journalist. But also I get lost in it because I love being creative. So I think that's how you build a really great business, is bringing people who are experts in their fields in.
So you specifically focus on that the newsletters, creating blog content for them. How do you, with so many different, how do you do that with so many different companies that you work with? Because every one of us is different, from groomers to retailers. So again, I think you have a very special niche in what you're offering.
Hopefully I do. Thank you for that. I did it on purpose, because the last business I started, people couldn't believe I could do all these things in an office. Like, I can come in and run your office. Like, no, we don't believe that. So when I reinvented myself, okay, I'm going to make it really easy for people. And so I said, I write about dogs, period, exclamation point. I still let people call me and go, do you do lizards or cats? I'm like, no,
That's
dogs.
dogs.
D-O-G. But that's the fun part for me is working with different businesses and working with people who are groomers versus trainers versus product retail people. It gives me a chance to kind of flex a little bit and come in and talk to their clients in the way they need that client wants to hear from you, addressing their problems, their issue. And I love educating. I think education is overlooked. I think we should do a lot more of it. Learning never ends. So I kind of carved that niche out for myself. Okay, I'm going, because when I had my first dog, I made so many mistakes. Oh my God. If he could have gotten the door open, I'm sure he would have left. Because, like, this lady doesn't have a clue. Well, 12 years later, now I'm in this business. I have a clue, or at least I know where to go and look for information, which may be just as important. So I want to help small businesses because that's the other thing. The internet's a wild west. You can
Oh,
find
anything in the pet industry is a Wild West.
anything. You can find any opinion fully supported.
Yep.
And I think it makes it hard for, people and clients, not only the end users, as in dog owners. Well, who do I read? Where do I go? And that's one thing I'm proud of, that I'm not bought by anybody. I give you what the science is. And what you do with it is up to you, but here's where you should go and be looking and reading.
That so I love that you said that because going, you know me in education. I love the education part of things. But so again, you are specifically saying I'm not telling your what you're getting from me as a business owner is I am helping you educate your pet owners so that they keep coming back and trusting you, because this educational piece is really helping build that trust.
And that relationship, which is what marketing is now. It's no longer just an ad in the paper and they'll come. No, there's too many of us. So this is a great way to stand apart because you can tell good content and from bad content, even if you're not a writer. And so many people are using AI today and they're not doing it quite correctly. So everything I do is backed up with this expert, that university, Dr. Karen Becker, Rodney
Doctor,
Habib,
yes. Yep.
the people who have been in the industry and are not just looking to sell you something. Again, marketing is not selling. They're very different animals, and the marketing is where you begin the trust is, oh, that person knows what they're saying. And what a great way to help them even more than whatever you're doing. If you're a groomer, you can talk all about grooming, but there's so much with
There's more to
dogs.
it. Yep.
Oh my gosh, you could like write encyclopedias, I'm sure they have, about everything. So I help people get that those other areas too that they may not think about. Like I just wrote an article in our newsletter about GLP-1s. Never dawned on me that how popular these are becoming, and animals, pets are getting into them, and it's not pretty. So it's like, okay, I want people to think about this. Just like when recreational pot came out, we started seeing all the animals taken to the vet because people thought it was funny. They were high, So really want to educate, the dog owner and hopefully make a change. That's the legacy I want to leave behind. It's educate yourself, find your good sources, educate yourself, and give that dog, look how much they give us. We owe them a lot back.
We do. We do. They are the core of what we do. That
Everything.
is definitely what we all do this for. So we got to take a quick break, but up next we are going to get down into what done-for-you marketing support actually looks like for your business. And we're going to talk more about these newsletters and the blogs and everything that is really going to support customer experience. Welcome back to the business of pet care. Most pet businesses are already stretched so thin. So the question isn't whether marketing matters, it's how to make marketing realistic, useful, and consistent without pulling you guys in 40 million different ways, right? This is what we're here for. So I am here with, again, Bobby Abdallah from Cold Noses. Do I add the media to that, Bobby?
Cold Noses News.
News, there we go. Done
F is
for
all the
you
way.
content. I tell you, what? So just getting started. You work with vets, trainers, groomers, pet sitters, kennels, daycares, retailers, everything dog focused. Dog
Yes.
focused. We already talked about that. What do businesses have in common when it comes to their marketing needs?
They all need to stay in touch with their clients, but they also need to get new clients. And that really is what is going to drive your marketing. I talked to a client the other day, and they actually don't look for any new clients. They're completely booked. She has a doggy daycare. They can't take any new people. They're turning them away. But she still wants to stay in touch with people. And because that changes, people move, dogs die, all kinds of things can happen. But so she's looking at a newsletter to stay in regular touch with her clients every month. And a newsletter is great both for email, online, but also in print, because today everything is digital. So I really encourage my clients, don't forget the print. Don't be so, because something in a client's hand versus, well, I hope you see this in your email, which probably has way too many, your inbox has way too many emails. So I
They get
encourage,
lost.
they do. Case in point, I lost some of the things that you sent me. So, and those I really should have held on to. So, but yeah, it's one way to stay in touch with people. If you're at an event, you can hand out newsletters and they'll take that home and now, oh, I know how to call that person, email that person. And with our newsletters, we have things in there like recipes. I hold on to recipes for years.
I
I've
love
got a box of
that.
them all over.
So you're talking recipes that somebody at home can make for their dog.
Absolutely.
This is
Yeah.
a summer treat, a winter. That's great.
And they're all
What a
healthy
great
and they're
idea.
all natural. And I've done the research for them, right? They don't have to worry. Okay, my dog can't have this or that. I've thought about that. So here's a safe and why it's safe. And again, that education, we give them a first aid tip because everybody's going to need first aid, but most of us don't take a class until an emergency happens. And
I see that every day in my
I'm
world.
sure you do. Yeah, even just cutting a nail or something, it's, you're freaking out and your dog's like, well, does someone know what's going on here? I need some help. So we deliberately do it like that so people want to hold on to the newsletters and that keeps you in their mind. So that's what marketing is all about. Always being front of mind is what they call it. So, and then blogs are more. When you are looking for new clients and you want to keep your visibility up online, that's making Google happy, SEO, and all that fun stuff, and now AI. So everything has a unique purpose. So when I sit down with a client for the first time, I talk to them, what are your goals? Because this may be better than that.
That's amazing. So you actually, when somebody gets a newsletter, you send them, they buy copies of it, or they get the newsletter and they can have them printed.
They can have them printed.
Okay.
I send them I do all the designing in
Yep.
Illustrator, but then I send them a high resolution PDF. So one of the reasons
Okay.
I do that is because I'm really particular at how the design is.
Yep.
And when you open a PDF, always looks the same, no matter if you're getting it from MailChimp or AWeber or whomever. If you embed it in the email and then you want to print it, it's sometimes not the best outcome.
I get that. Yeah, that makes sense. That I do see that happen a lot too.
Yes.
So when they get it, this is branded to them, to their
Yeah.
business. So
Yeah.
it's not like it's not coming from, not that it's bad to come from cold noses by any means. We know Bruno's got his nose in there.
He does.
but so this is branded to them so that it's coming from them, which is really
Absolutely.
huge because so many people, oh my gosh, cat. There it goes. It's yeah, see, this is my challenge. So that is really neat that it's branded specifically to them because that makes it a lot more personal too than just,
Oh,
oh, I have somebody
absolutely.
do it for me.
Right. I didn't want to make that obvious. And I think that takes away from their expertise a little bit. So I essentially they're hiring a ghostwriter. And I'm nowhere on the new on the it's front and back. I sit down with them after they come on board. We decide on what the header will look like and what the footers will look like. So they are in agreement, and I usually go to their websites, pull their colors, pull their logos. Because when you're talking about marketing and branding, you always want the same look, no matter where it is, how it is. And some people forget that too. And one of the best examples I always use this, but it's one of the best examples. Apple has never changed its logo. It may change the effects on it, maybe a shiny gold or may, but the apple is always there. And that tells you everything you need to know. Right? That's a whole
Yeah.
story right there. You know immediately. And this is what businesses, no matter the size, want to do also. When I see
Yeah.
this certain thing or this color, I know it's you.
Yeah, that is so true. I mean, Nike is the same way. You know you're going into a Target.
Exactly.
Does it matter? So you want your clients to understand that this is coming from you.
And it seems like a really tiny, small thing, but it's so powerful.
Oh, it's so powerful.
And I find that people who are not educated per se in marketing don't understand this. They go, well, that's boring. So they're recreating things every time. I'm like, no, you're messing with the recipe. Don't mess with it. Simple
Don't
is
mess with it.
best.
So how do you do the blogs? How, what do you think? I mean, I've talked to a lot of marketers and what does that look like for someone? 'Cause that is such a, oh gosh, I know I do want to, I try to do one every week and I'm really bad at it, but
It's
I'm
hard to
very
fit all.
specific though.
Yes, but it's hard. It's hard to wear all the hats. And I tend to tell my client, not because I want them to hire me, but to honestly get someone on your staff that you can work with and have them do their magic and you do your magic, right? People would rather much talk to the owner than having them write a blog post, right? It doesn't, and again, I'm a ghostwriter, so it looks like it's coming from you, and I don't dispel that. So you have to be careful how much you take on and how well you can do everything. And someone like me who's been in the industry for over a decade now, it's much easier for me. And I can sit down and I can write much faster because I'm just in the industry. So the blogs really are more for your online visibility. And be sure you put them on your website because your website is your best real estate, hands down. Remember, social media is great, but you don't own it and you don't run it. So you are at the mercy of people and their goals. We want to make more money, so here's how our algorithm changes. Social media can go down. It can suddenly disappear. Huh? We don't like that anymore. So then all your content's gone, and you don't always want to be starting over. That's really tough.
And the number of followers on your social media does not mean paying customers and doesn't mean you can
Amen.
keep them. So we got to take a break
Amen.
here, but coming up, we are going to talk about how this builds authority and trust. Nope, we're not. That's what we just talked about. Oh my goodness, Dara is on a roll here. Okay. We're going to talk about practical marketing advice and where to start.
Good place.
Welcome back to the Business of Pet Care. Do not miss a second of this show or any of your Now Media favorites, streaming live and on demand anytime. Don't forget to grab that free Now Media TV app on Roku or ISO and listen to the podcast streaming at nowmedia.tv. Now Media TV is available 24/7, so the stories you care about are always within reach. And we are here with Bobby Abdallah, and we are talking about all things marketing. I mean, everything I love talking about marketing. So, how is this when we get started in talking about this practical marketing advice, right? What for pet business owners who we have talked about that limited, you are doing this as a specialty niche. Where should this really start for them? What is the first thing? If you're like, okay, I don't know where to start. What is going on with my business? What is right now, today, what can they get started with?
Well, first call me or email me.
Well, that is true. Why don't you tell us where they can find you so we can get that too?
Well, my website is coldnosesnews.com and my email is Bobby, BOBBIE, at coldnosesnews.com. And you can find me on social media like Facebook, Alignable, LinkedIn, Instagram with coldnosesnews.com. No, no dot com, just Cold Noses News.
Cold Noses News.
Or
So,
CNN for short. Every once in a while, I use
ooh,
that
there you
hashtag
go.
just to get new eyeballs. It's like, well, it works.
It
It's just
works.
not
That is true.
the
Yeah. So,
one
besides talking to you first, which is what we are going to encourage.
you're thinking. So really, it starts with a business owner. And as we mentioned earlier, what are your plans? What are your goals? Where are you in the business? Because you're going to be in a different place and have different goals than the person down the street. You know, somebody may be doing it as a hobby and they don't really care, you know, how many clients they have. Somebody else, they need to make X amount, and that's where your marketing comes in. If you don't walk away with anything but this, do not wait on your marketing. Don't wait until the sales have dropped so low. Now you're desperate. You've got to bring in that income. This is the biggest cliffhanger I find small businesses find themselves in. Oh, crap. Never let it get to that point. Do a little bit each week, every month, and sit down and have a plan. Well, we want to get this many more clients because who you talk to can sway your thinking, especially if you're not in the industry. And you'll have some guru talking in your ear who are trying to sell you ads. But is that right for your business? I don't have, you know, a horse in the race. I am here to educate people and to tell them I don't get paid by Facebook or Google or anybody. But really, you know, what do you need? People who know me well know that I love shoestring marketing. I love free marketing. And if you can go that route, you go. I don't believe in ads. I don't believe, in expensive marketing. You with knowledge, you can do a lot with a lot less. So I sit down and talk to people. It's like, yeah, where are you? Like I mentioned, the business that I talked to last week, they don't need new clients. Okay, so let's not, right? Because you could do a newsletter and put those newsletters your blog posts. So that's how I would say your money would be better spent. So it really depends. You need to have a plan. And then once you have a plan, you have to have a social media calendar that includes all your marketing, all your content, because from week to week, you're going to forget. If you have somebody come in and help you, they need a system. And consistency is huge. If you're doing something here, there, maybe skip a month, clients will forget about you. Potential clients will forget about you because it's the marketplace for all of us in the pet care is very busy. There's a lot of people doing what we do. Doesn't mean they're the best, but we got to teach them why we are the best and you want to come over here. But you have to be consistent. If people, this is something during COVID, I was really on my clients about. It's like, don't stop posting. Because if you do, people are going to assume you're out of business because that's what was happening in the world.
Yeah,
Now
because
it's not the same.
with places everyone shutting down
Yes.
in I can see that. Interesting. Interesting. I'm terrible. I actually just posted on our Facebook. I'm like, checkmate, I'm done. Like
It's hard.
I just and LinkedIn and Instagram, I'm like, you know what? Nope, done here too. I think you have to figure out where your people are. And I don't, as much emphasis and as much work as we have always put on making sure that we've got LinkedIn, Facebook, like all of these other places. I was getting so overwhelmed myself just trying to do it and go, oh, well, recreate content. I'm like, yeah, but that's old content. That's content I still have to recreate because the industry has changed so drastically that I have to keep recreating because what was posted a year ago is already irrelevant and outdated. And so I can't go back to that because so much has changed. But I did. I just said I threw my hands up and I talked to my business coach about it and was like, I'm out. And the minute I did that, Bobby, I was like, oh, this is fantastic. I only post if I
Absolutely.
want to now
When I really have
because,
something to say.
yes, and I'm gonna post in the areas and be more strategic where I think I'm gonna have better results, which I know I enjoy LinkedIn a lot more. We're gonna come back to this because this I want to let's keep going with this conversation because I want to talk about that next. What makes sense to hire? What instead of trying to manage this all themselves? What is something that you can be like, this is why? This is why just let me do it.
And let me refer to what you just said. A business coach is great. A consultant is great. And a lot of them will give you free, consultations in the beginning. Talk to as many people as you can. Don't believe everything you see on social media or you have to be everywhere. No, you don't, because it's more about doing it consistently and doing it well. So I have clients who are on TikTok to Twitter, no, sorry, X, Facebook, and they're going to Blue Sky and they're like, oh my gosh, that's like a full-time job alone. So something else in your business is going to suffer. So you do not have to be everywhere. And like you said, you try it and see how it works. Also track it. Are you getting any business? I get zero business from Facebook. Zero.
Zero. Zilch. Nada.
So what's the
Yeah.
point?
We're
Like,
going to talk about that. We're going into
okay.
that next. Yes. But yeah, no, I get that. All right. So let's shift that and go. I'm going to add, what red flags should business owners watch for when reviewing marketing proposals or content from someone?
Ooh, that's huge.
I know. I've never asked that question of anyone.
Oh,
So
lucky me.
lucky you.
So I would say, do your research. No matter, I'll give you an example. And I'm in the industry. I had somebody from Dubai call me. Very nice girl. I mean, we were like besties in 5 minutes. Of course, they only use the people that can have that effect. Remember, you're being sold to, and not everybody cares about you, right? At the end of the day, it's still your business. You have to go with your gut. These people push me and push me and push me for $3,000 a month. Well, I don't have that laying around, and most small businesses I know don't. So what I did is I asked them, I put them to the test, and they didn't know they were being tested. I said, okay, I'm only in the pet industry. Can you send me four articles you've posted for your clients? Because they promised to get you like in Time. I don't know, is Time still a magazine? But I mean, one of those that are like, Forbes, and I'm like, gosh, this sounds really too good to be true. And you're in Dubai. Like, this is kind of weird to me. And they pushed me. So they sent me four articles. I took the time, I sat down, picked up my phone, and I called one of them. And I go, hi, you don't know me, but I'd like to hear your experience. The man got zero. He didn't even get a hello or thank you or great article. So that told me everything I needed to know
Yeah.
based on what these people were trying to sell to market to me. Do your research. So, needless to say, I never went with them. And they're still
Yeah.
calling me because they think they've got me on a hook. And I'm, no,
No.
you have to show results.
Yeah, do
You have
your
to.
research. That's good. I think everybody should do your due diligence. I mean, look at results, look at reviews. I had someone just the other day, and we gotta take a break after this, but I had someone just the other day that was like, I saw on there that they had over 5,000 one a 5-star reviews and nothing under that. And I'm like, ah, I
That's
don't
hard
know
to
about that.
believe.
That is not, there's something wrong there. That put my, I was like, what is going on here? So, you
Your
know, yeah,
spidey
check,
sense, huh?
read those 1-star reviews. I tell my customers, our students all the time, 1-star reviews are not a bad thing. What is bad is how you respond to them. And
Right.
that is what, as a business, I go back and I look at other 1-star reviews and go, how did the owner respond to that? Is that somebody I want to do business with?
Yes,
Those
yes.
5-star reviews, you can have a million of them. Doesn't mean a thing. Those
You
1-star
can.
reviews and how you respond to those, that is everything.
You can
So,
also buy all of those too. So,
oh, wow. Okay. So that
yeah.
just shocked me there. All right. So coming up, we're going to talk about buying 5-star reviews. And I want everyone to know, I think, Bobby, you are one of the most sociable people I know out on social
Oh.
media, and I really want to showcase that. So we're going to talk about you and how you have done what you have done. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Business of Pet Care. I'm your host, Dara Forleo. Don't miss a second of this show or any Now Media TV favorites, streaming live and on demand. And do not forget to grab that Now Media TV app on Roku or ISO, or listen to those podcasts at nowmedia.tv. We are streaming 24/7 so that every story you care about is always within reach. I am back. We have one more segment with Bobby Abdallah. And this time, I want to say, this is one woman. Bobby, you and I connected. I'm going to say it has been maybe, 2006. Is this when you were rebranding? You were coming 2007, 2008. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. I honestly don't remember.
It's been a long time. I talked to you once and I was not ready for this kind of business scope at that time. I was a brand new business owner just out of business school. And, you know, I just didn't understand the practical use of this. However, since then, with Facebook getting more and more, I have watched you build up to this 25,000 following on all of your social media platforms. Like, that is unbelievable.
Actually, it's 40,000.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. I gotta toot my own horn.
If I had a glass of champagne, I'd be toasting you on that. That is absolutely amazing. That just every time I look at your numbers, I'm like, this woman is incredible. Like this is why I am mind boggled by what you have created and how you continue to do it with grace and such professionalism and love for the industry. Like, truly shows. And I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. At the base of everything, the mission behind Cold Noses News is to help and to support. Nothing makes me happier than when somebody reaches out to me and asks me for help with their dog, because obviously I'm a big dog lover, literally and figuratively.
Bruno's a big boy.
Kind of. But I just love helping people and, you know, to do it without any bias or without any ulterior motive. It's like, no, I want to help all of us, because I think all dog parents want to do the best. We don't always know, you know, and it's been a long journey for me. But, you know, getting huge followings is not hard, and you don't need to pay for it. My simple tip is, when I started out 13 years ago, I sat down, because I always have a cup of coffee. I buy the best coffee, because that is like just, yeah, I'm not giving it up. Sorry, that's my, that and chocolate are not leaving my space. So I would sit down with a big mug of coffee, and I would go on Twitter those days. And for 1 hour, I would work on Twitter and connect with people and answer people. And I grew that to over 13,000 followers before I left the platform for my own reasons. But it can be just that simple. Set aside, and when you're doing marketing, set aside, like they tell you, you should always, you know, work out first, and then you've taken care of yourself, right? Yep. Do that with marketing too. Don't make it a big deal. Don't make, oh my God, I got to sit there for a whole day. No, you don't. You know, put an hour in. It's what you do consistently again, and it will.
Schedule it in your calendar. I got to schedule everything I live in my calendar.
Yep.
Literally.
Because you can get sidetracked so easily. I mean, the internet is built to distract you. So, you know, and I'm like everybody else. I go down them rabbit holes. and I look at my watch. It's, why am I so hungry? Oh, it's lunchtime. Okay. So you have to be a little disciplined about it. A calendar is the best thing. And it's not forever. Is Twitter or X working for you? Is Facebook? No. Okay, let's try something else.
Yeah.
Because as that lady, I don't know, I'm dating myself, but stop the insanity and stop doing the same thing and expecting another outcome. And it's true. It's true. There's plenty of places for you to be. And one other thing I want to say real quick, engage with your people. If you do not engage, there is nothing that irritates me more when I message someone on social media and they never answer me. That's the whole purpose.
Don't be rude.
Yeah.
Don't be rude.
It's not about you, right?
Yes. Yep.
But I see companies do this, and it's because they're in too many places to know. Likes, like you said before, likes and numbers and follows, it's all noise.
I was gonna say
Somebody.
it's bells and whistles.
Yes,
It's
looks
bells and
good.
whistles, but
And let's be honest, we're not going to get to the level of a celebrity.
no.
So don't put everything there. But if someone takes the moment to comment
Comment back.
back something. Oh, thank you. Something. It doesn't have to be hard. I see so many companies, they don't. They're like, well, I don't have time. Well, then don't be there.
Yeah.
Because people want to engage. We are in a new era, past the yellow pages where it sat there and people used it. Now people want relationships. They want to feel they know you.
Yeah.
So don't disappoint them in that.
So, that's funny you should say that, 'cause I'm gonna ask the difference. Like, I really enjoy LinkedIn, but I think you and I reconnected on Alignable again.
Yes.
And that one I have a really hard time with. I just find it very boring. Not gonna lie, I really do. I'm like, this is too, I haven't figured that one out yet at all, and I'm really bad about going on there. I wish I could have like a setup that says, hey, I'm not really active here. If you want to find me, come over here, because this is where I'm active. And that's what I did on my Facebook and Instagram for the
Oh,
Academy
that's a good idea.
was, hey, this is not where we're at. So, and I don't get those notifications because I'm bombarded with notifications from LinkedIn every day
Yeah.
and YouTube, because we post a lot on YouTube.
Right.
So what that LinkedIn and Alignable, tell me, because I bet a lot of people are asking, what's the difference?
This is the easiest way I explain it. Alignable is a baby LinkedIn. It's a wannabe LinkedIn. They're very, very, they're much newer. LinkedIn has been around for a lot longer. I am actually, I don't know if I should say this, but kind of drifting away from Alignable because they're doing some things I don't like, which makes it more corporate. And I am not a corporate fan. I've been in the corporate world and it's just not my cup of tea. I'll just put it that way. So I'm kind of, and I'm finding that one thing you will find on Alignable, people do not understand marketing. They can only sell. And they're abrasive about it, and they're
Yeah.
in your face about it, and all their posts are about it. And that's not they're missing the whole point. Again, it's like LinkedIn educating, pulling in stories. I can get lost on LinkedIn with stories, and I don't know if anybody watches Veronica. Oh my God, she's the best.
I have to
Little
look her up.
stick figure who
Okay.
works in the corporate world, and they put out, I think it's 3 or 4 minutes, and show how the corporate world really is. And Veronica is always fighting the good fight, and telling her boss, where she's wrong and everything. But those are the sorts of things that pull people in, not when you're constantly saying, buy what I have. This day and age, that gets nowhere. The new generation wants relationships. They want a cause. They want to feel like they know you. We don't buy from strangers anymore. If you do, you go to Walmart or Amazon and you get that. But we're talking about a new way of doing business here. And marketing is about educating, about getting people to trust you.
I love that. One thing I will say, you are amazing at making introductions too. You must spend a ton of time doing that, because when I look, I'm like, oh my God, there's another one.
There she is again. Yeah. And it's so funny because
I don't know if you do that for everyone, but if not, I feel really special.
I try to, because I believe that it takes a tribe, it takes a village, not only in raising kids, but in everything, in business. And that's why I'm so involved with LinkedIn and Alignable, because I know what it's like. I work for myself. I know how hard that can be. And yeah, I just want to support people. I think we're stronger together. And I like making those connections. But what is so completely ironic is that when I was in the corporate world for 13 years, I was their official poster child for wallflower. You'd find me plastered up against a wall, Not talking to anybody. Give me my drink. Leave me
I
alone.
find that hard to believe.
No, I swear it's the gospel truth. I just never COVID kind of opened that up for me. And it's like, you can really make a difference and you can help people. Whether you use me or not, I'd love you to hire me, but let's put a lot of good out in the world because we need it right now. And this is how I do it in my little way, in my little niche of the world. And I feel good that hopefully I help somebody today. You
Oh
know,
my
and
gosh.
it's
This could not have been a better way to wrap this entire session up. You just brought it all back full circle, and
Yay!
I'm totally, every time you and I talk, I'm like, I just love her. Oh my God.
Right back at you,
So
girl. I
thank
love
you.
what you're doing too.
Thank you. So I want you to tell everyone before we wrap this up, where can they find you? Where should they find you?
Well, go to my website, coldnosesnews.com, and you'll know you're in the right place because you'll see a Great Dane on the homepage. If you don't see that Great Dane, you're not there. There it is. You can also email me at Bobby at coldnosesnews.com. Find me on any social media. I do answer my messages and comments, so you can get my attention. And yeah, let me know how I can help you, even if you just had questions. I like to be someone that people can trust. I'll just tell you how it is. I don't lie to my clients. I just, it's outside my ethics. So, but I do love to help people. And if you're confused, reach out.
And she will. I want to say thank you so much again for being
Thank
on, Bobby. This
you.
has been wonderful. This has been the Business of Pet Care. I am Dara Forleo, and I will see you next week.